prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Thursday, which means during the first hour, we'll be performing our introspective discussion with my co-host Brooks Kubik for the Physical Culture Radio episode that many of you are tuning in live for. It's going to be an exciting episode, I can promise you. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by a scientist who is going to show us that chemical exposure to children in the womb that affects their activity levels later on in life, how some of these chemical exposures affect your offspring. Very, very important discussion, especially in light of the obesogenic nature of children today. Childhood obesity is rampant, and this may be one of the contributing factors. So I'm going to talk about that later. Don't forget, tomorrow at 12 noon is the last opportunity to enter the Secret Word Contest. You must hear the secret word during one of the commercial breaks. Email it into onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered. And the prize this week is a Hot Logic Mini portable automatic oven, which I cook my lunch in every day. Today I'm having ground beef and eggs. I'll put that up on Facebook later. Hopefully it's going to look fantastic. And the Real Paleo Diet Cookbook from Dr. Lauren Cordain. So when you hear the secret word during a commercial break, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered. Don't forget, Superhuman Radio is being brought to you by a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical, and their products are All American EFX Sports. So check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click one of the All American banner ads to learn more.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Hey, Brooks, how you doing?
Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Fantastic, fantastic. What's new?
Well, so you're doing a show in the second part of the hour about kids and their activity levels. And the park across the street right in front of our house is just filled with hundreds of elementary school kids that are over on some kind of play in the park field day.
Uh-huh.
And it is so loud that I'm concerned, even though I'm as far back on the other side of the house as I can be, I'm concerned that you're going to be having some bleed through. So these are kids that are at maximum activity level, and that's great.
Yes, that is. And they're having fun, and that's the important thing. You know, if you allow kids to just have fun, they will stay healthy.
Yeah.
Parents
get
involved too often, and they kind of cause problems for kids. And then don't forget, you're not allowed to play on monkey bars anymore, because if you fall and hit your chin like every kid did when we were young, then someone will be sued.
Yeah, we could do a whole show about that, couldn't we?
Yeah, but we sure could.
Yeah, but no, we've got a couple hundred kids in Louisville, Kentucky, who have very high activity levels and very loud voices.
Good. Good. They're having fun. So, Brooks, you have something new that you're releasing, right?
Well, something that we already released. It's available hard copy at my website or on Kindle, if people prefer Amazon Kindle. And it's called The Dinosaur Training Strength Archive, Book 1, subtitle The Revolution Continues. And what this is, people don't really know, but, you know, they tend to think that I've been writing for a couple of years, or, you know, they say, well, you know, you wrote Dinosaur Training a couple of years ago, and I read it, and I really like it. And I appreciate that, but actually, I released Dinosaur Training, the original book, in 1996. You know, 1996.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
A long time ago, you know, and it's still in print, and people still love it. And the following year, 1997, I started an old-fashioned ink-on-paper put in an envelope and mailed to you through the mail, delivered by the postman, put in your mailbox, your physical mailbox, not your inbox on your computer, an actual newsletter that came out every month that was called The Dinosaur Files. And I did that for 5 years.
Wow.
Total of 61 issues. It eventually got up to being like 24 pages, double column format, no photos, just text. I mean, a lot of words. It was a really huge thing. And I have never reprinted or republished those articles. So if you got them during the 1997 through 2002 period, you know, and you still have them, that's great. But a lot of newer people never got a chance to see them. And they have some really good stuff and some really good information. And as you know, information is timeless.
Right.
You know, if it's good information, it's timeless, obviously. I mean, you know, we still read Shakespeare and Plato and Aristotle, and the Bible goes back a fair number of years.
Okay. Right.
You know, so anyhow, there's, you know, I'm not saying that this is Plato, Aristotle, Shakespeare, or the Bible, but they are some really good strength training articles. So what I'm doing is I'm releasing them in a series of books. There's too much to release in one book, but I'm taking my best articles, I'm updating them, I'm revising them, I'm doing a little introduction that shows how they fit into my thinking. If my thoughts on something have changed, I note that so that people don't get confused. And I release, you know, I just released the first one. Again, it's the Dinosaur Training Strength Archive, Book 1. Made it to a bunch of top 10 lists on Amazon in 24 hours.
Wow. That's
and,
pretty impressive.
You know, it's still doing great on Amazon. It's getting terrific reviews. And anyone who wants something fun and informative, this is the place to go.
Very cool. Very cool. And there's always some new things that you're releasing as a result of the, I mean, you've got such a large, vast body of work that you've produced, as you point out, since the 90s,
mm-hmm.
That there's always going to be something good. So anytime you are looking for some good information, you just simply have to go to Amazon and search for Brooks Cubic, and you'll find some new stuff there.
Yeah.
So let's talk now about the best type of strength training. What is the best type of strength training, Brooks?
Well, it's funny you should ask, Carl, because I get that question all the time. And, you know, some people want to know, people are sold on the idea of doing resistance training, but they don't know exactly what they should do. So got an email the other day from a guy who's 51 years old. He's getting back into shape. And he says, should I follow a high-intensity training program like Mike Mentzer used to advocate back in the day? He said, I know I don't have the genetics to look like Mike Mentzer, but, you know, I thought maybe that would be good to get back in shape. Other people want to know, should they do a powerlifting program? Should they do kettlebells? Should they do dumbbells? They read about or they see on the Internet bodyweight training or gymnastic-style training. They want to know if they should do that. They read about something that a UFC fighter does. They want to know if they should do that. They want to know if it's better to do five sets of five or one set of 10 to 12 reps with as much weight as you can possibly handle. They want to know if it's better to do singles or doubles or triples. They want to know if your workout should last 45 minutes or 60 minutes or 90 minutes or 2 hours. You know, the questions are endless.
And these questions are all the result of really a plethora of articles that have been written by well-meaning individuals over the decades, all espousing that this is the way you should train. If you want to get an article written, just say, you know, you're wasting your time doing what you're doing. Here's what you need to be doing, right?
Yeah, well, you know, not only if you want to get it published, but if you want to sell something, you typically say this is the latest, the greatest, you know, this is the best thing ever since the invention of sliced bread or sliced cheese or, you know, coffee creamer or whatever. Coffee creamer's a bad example, isn't it? You know what I mean.
Yeah.
so, you know, people are always saying, this is it. It's the best ever. And that leads people to look and to be somewhat confused. And the confusion, I think, mounts because what may be best for someone at one age may not be the best thing for that person to do at another age.
Right.
You know, or at one point in their training, one thing may be good, but it may not be good at another point in their training. Like, you know, take, for example, the 51-year-old guy who sends me an email and says, I want to get back into shape. Should I follow Mike Mentzer's HIIT-style bodybuilding program, where you do every set to failure, and in some iterations of the Mentzer program, you would go to positive failure or concentric failure when you can no longer lift the weight, and then you would do eccentric reps where you lower the weight as slowly as possible under control, the negative portion of the lift.
Right.
Obviously, you need someone else to lift the weight up for you. And then you do, when you can't do those under control anymore, you simply do a static hold, just holding for as long as you can until the bar drops out of your hands, for example, if you're
right.
doing a set of curls.
Right.
So that might be one thing for a teenager or someone in their 20s, but for someone in their 50s, maybe it's not so good an idea.
Right.
You know. And similarly, for a 50-year-old who's been training that way since he was 20 without any breaks, might be a good idea. But for a 50-year-old who's taken some time off and is now trying to get back into shape, you know, my response is, you're not anywhere near conditioned to train like that, and you don't need to. So why should you? You know, there are much different approaches that I would suggest for that person. So that's an example of how, you know, the question of what's best may vary not only from person to person, but for one person over time.
Yeah, of a different period of their life.
Yeah. So I get all these questions about, you know, what's the best way to train? And everybody, you know, and within that you have the subcontext of, what's the one best exercise? What's the one best piece of equipment? What's the best sets, the best reps? Exactly how long should a workout take? You know, basically, give me an exact template, an app, if you will, where Suri comes in and says, okay, it's time to train.
Yeah.
Go to the gym, begin by doing this. For 1 minute and 7 seconds, I will count the seconds for you, or
right,
whatever.
Right.
But you know, it's almost like that's what people want. And so I addressed that in a recent post at the Dinosaur Training blog. And we can either give the answer now, or we can
no. Let's
go
ahead. We
get
later. We can take our break now. Let's do this
okay.
Because we'll just take it a couple minutes early. That's all we're going to do. So here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick commercial break, and when we come back on the other side, Brooks will share the answer with us. And we've got lots more to talk about today. We're going to talk about your home gym a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That got a lot of responses. I mean, like 200 likes when you posted one of the pictures of your home gym, and quite frankly, very Spartan home gym, but people like the simplicity of it. We're going to talk about that too. So stay tuned. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio. We'll be right back.
In real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
This shit is bananas. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Physical Culture Radio Hour with my co-host Brooks Kubik. And going into the break, he said he was going to give us the answer for what type of training is the best training for strength. And I think I know what it is, Brooks, so go ahead and drop a bomb.
Okay. So, this was prompted by someone who saw the photo of my home gym, which has an Olympic lifting platform, a homemade Olympic lifting platform, and a barbell on it. And people said, is that all? Is that everything? And I said, that and some squat stands that are portable squat stands that I move on and off the platform are all I need because all I'm doing is Olympic weightlifting now. That's my 100% focus, nothing else. To which I immediately got flooded with emails saying, oh my gosh, you're doing 100% Olympic lifting. Do I need to be doing 100% Olympic lifting? Should I change? Should I start doing it right now? You know, and I got that email from some people who've been training doing other things perfectly well with great results, and they're perfectly happy for 10, 15, 20, or 30 years. But they thought they had to change because that's what I'm doing.
Right.
And, you know, that led me to really emphasize, and I've put a couple posts on the Dinosaur Training blog this week, you know, really emphasize the best kind of training you know, assuming that you're not doing dumb stuff. And, you know, I think we all know what the dumb stuff is. I don't even want to dignify it by mentioning some of it.
Right.
But we know what the dumb stuff is. And we know the places where you can go and see people doing dumb stuff. Okay. If you, assuming you're doing real training, serious, progressive resistance training, the best kind of training is what you most enjoy doing. Because your training should be fun. It should be something that you enjoy doing.
That you look forward to, not that you're repelled by.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to wake up in the morning and the first thing that pops into your mind is, great, I trained today. You know, or today I do such and so. Great. You know, and you want to be really enthusiastic about it. And you know, you train early in the morning. So you wake up, you know, and you're like, hey, off to the gym and
right.
Bang, you get going that way. Some people train later in the day. They wake up and they should think, hey, today's Thursday, I trained today, that's great. And all day long, they're looking forward with anticipation to their workout.
Right.
That's the way it should be. And that's as much as anything else, that enthusiasm, that looking forward to things, that sense of enjoyment makes your training incredibly productive and effective. And the other thing that it does is it makes it far more likely that you will stick to your training, not just for the next 30 days or the next 6 weeks or the next 90 days or the next year, but for the next 10 years or 20 years or 30 years or, try this, for your entire life.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about lifelong physical training. And you're not going to get there if you're doing something that you just don't like that much. You know, it's like, I think we've talked on the show before, how many kids go into a, you know, they start a job or a career because their parents wanted them to follow that profession or take that job?
Yeah, and they rebel against it quite often.
Yeah, and, you know, they end up being miserable.
Yeah, because and they end up changing careers at some point in time anyway because it's not what they enjoyed.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you don't bring your passion to your job, you're not going to have much fun. You're not going to have much enjoyment. You're not going to do very well at it. Probably you'll probably be just average or mediocre at best. And if it's something that's really, really hard and demanding, at some point you're going to say, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. And, you know, then it's like, well, that's all been kind of a waste of time. All you're doing is getting the paycheck, but you're not doing anything to, you know, to really make your life better and more enjoyable.
Right.
And similarly, anyone who thinks Brooks is doing Olympic weightlifting, therefore I should do Olympic weightlifting, is mistaken. It's great for me. It's particularly great at the point where I am in my life and the time in my life and the interests that I have and the things that I want to do and achieve and the goals that I have. It's perfect. For someone else, might not be the right thing at all.
Well, for you, a year from now, it may not be the right thing. It was not the right thing to exclusively do in the past. So obviously, this is dynamic and organic. It changes. With you, if you are doing Olympic lifting and you start to lose the love of it, that may be the first sign that it's time to change up.
Well, that's very true. And, you know, if you look at my career, you know, I was very active in wrestling when I was in high school. There were certain training things that I did that were wrestling related or wrestling oriented. I did Nautilus training when I was younger because Nautilus training was what was supposed to be best for athletes. And, you know, I was really heavy into that and really serious about that and passionate about that. I got back to free weights. I've done powerlifting style training. I've competed in powerlifting championships, powerlifting contests, bench press championships, bench press contests. Done a ton of heavy rack training, power rack training. I've done really heavy old school dumbbell training. Done grip training as almost a specialization. I've trained with heavy awkward objects almost exclusively, barrels, sandbags, heavy anvils, anvils that when they weren't heavy enough, I'd wrap log chain around them so that I could make them even heavier. You know, I've done all kinds of different types of workouts and different training and different programs over time, and they've all been very effective, in part because they were very enjoyable.
Right.
And when I was doing them, I really enjoyed doing them, and I really looked forward to my workouts, and I had a great time. I did bodyweight training exclusively for a period of 3 or 4 years, nothing but bodyweight training. It was very advanced bodyweight training. It was very challenging, and I kept trying to do more and more difficult and more challenging exercises, and that was a lot of fun, and I got great results. Had a great time, and again, I enjoyed it. But there came a time when I said, you know what? I really miss holding the barbell in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I miss it. I wanna try it again. And that got me back to where I am and what I'm doing now. And that doesn't mean that it is the best way for everyone in the world to train or the thing that I think everyone should be doing. I don't. I think what everyone should be doing is, again, what they most enjoy doing. And some people get more enjoyment out of bodyweight training or bodybuilding or powerlifting or gymnastics, Olympic weightlifting, dumbbells, kettlebells, you name it. Different people find that different things are simply more enjoyable.
For a period of time, but that's the other thing. I don't think anybody enjoys the same one thing forever. It's like, you know, you like steak and eggs. I mean, I tend to be this type of a personality. Elisa laughs about it. I'll get on hard-boiled eggs as my post-workout meal, and I'll eat literally a dozen hard-boiled eggs as a post-workout meal. I'll do that every day for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden I'm off of them. And then she'll make hard-boiled eggs, and they'll sit in the refrigerator, and she'll go, hey, aren't you going to eat those? And I go, nah, I really don't want any. And then she's like, you know, I'm confused. You've been eating hard-boiled eggs every single day for the past 3 weeks, and now that you're done. And I, yes, exactly. And I tend to run in cycles that way.
And a lot of people do. And you can actually... If you want to do something like that, there's a way that you can actually do it as sort of a progressive training method, which is you find something that you really like doing and you run it over a long training cycle and you really milk it until you get results, you know, a lot of results from it.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
I want to talk about this because this is so timely for me, myself.
Okay.
This is really good. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. During the commercial break, go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com, and download a book. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to Brooks
CurcuminCubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about certain chemicals in our environment and how they could be affecting our offspring, actually making your children less active. This week we've been exposing a lot of real information about the chemicals in our environment between the Agent Orange that our Vietnam vets were exposed to. Now they've found the definitive link between multiple myeloma and Agent Orange. Yesterday we dropped bombs on an exclusive interview between Dr. Stephanie Seneff and Dr. Anthony Samsel about 15,000 plus documents between the FDA and EPA, I'm sorry, the Monsanto and the EPA, that shows that they know that Roundup is causing diseases and cancers, and they're still spraying it on your food. That was an SHR exclusive. The study will be released in 2 weeks. And now today, more damning information about the chemicals in our environment. It's time to wake up, folks. It's time to wake up before it's too late. So we were going into the break, and you were saying about, you know, like, go ahead and milk it. If you're digging something, go ahead and milk it. I've got some compression issues that are causing numbness in my lower legs from, you know, years of heavy squatting and deadlifting and not decompressing my spine properly or getting a good chiropractic adjustment from time to time. And it's reversible. I'm going to reverse it. But in the meantime, I'm relegated to leg pressing, leg extensions, and leg curls. Hardly exciting to me when I love to pull heavy weight off the ground and straddle and strap my shoulders with heavy weight and push up with it. So I can't deadlift and I can't squat right now. And so the past couple days I've been pushing back my leg training because I'm not excited about it. And I've been training arms. 3 days in a row I trained arms. I thought, oh, the hell with it. You know, I'm really enjoying this. And every day it's a little bit different. And what I learned is that when you can't train arms without training your back and shoulders and chest, by the way, if you're training arms properly. And I'm thinking, you know, what would happen if for the next 2 or 3 weeks, all I did was train arms? My back and my chest and my shoulders are clearly getting hit. There's no doubt in my mind about it. If you're doing pull-ups for biceps, if you're doing kickbacks and close grip bench pressing for triceps, if you're doing these kind of movements, pulley curls, pulley pushdowns, your shoulders are getting hit, your back is getting hit, your chest is getting hit, and your arms are getting hit. What would happen if you just did that for a few weeks? And I'm going to find out, I think, now that after this discussion, I think I'm really going to do this and give myself some time off from the lower. And I'm going to train lower legs. I'm going to do my light leg presses and leg extensions and leg curls, but I'm going to relegate leg training to more cardio, what the legs were built for, carrying the body.
Well, you know, that's an example of changing what you're doing in response to an injury or, you know, some kind of problem where, you know, you need to make an adjustment. And that's a very common thing. You know, it's just part of life. And the adult thing to do is to say, okay, I can't do X anymore, so I'll do Y or Z or whatever. I mean, you know, you think things through and you work around it. That's, you know, that's great. The one thing that that I wanted to emphasize for people, you know, if they hear me say that lots of different things are good and there's no one thing that's best, some people immediately jump to the, oh, well, then I'll do everything, or I will do all of them, or I'll do kettlebells one day, and the next day I'll do barbells, and I'll do a powerlifting program, and the day, you know, the next time I train, I'll do Olympic lifting, and the next time I'll do body weight, and, you know, then I'll do a cardio workout, and then I'll do, you know, whatever, and I'll get the best, you know, all the benefits from everything. Or they say, I'll do one thing this week and something different next week, and the week after that I'll do something else. Or what they do is they just randomly go to the gym and they do something different every day because they don't really know what they want to do, so they just go, but it's always different. That's the wrong way to do it. What I'm talking about is finding the type of training that you most enjoy and then sticking to it like Gorilla Glue for as long as it takes to see some very significant results, which may be 3 months or 6 months or a year. You know, I'm not talking about doing something for a week or two. I'm talking about sticking to it for the long haul. And then if you start to get the itch to do something else, at that point, go ahead and transition into something else. But don't do the one thing one day, something else the next day type thing. That's not what I'm talking about. I don't like that approach. And there's a difference in there, and it's, unfortunately, I think it's a difference that a lot of it's lost on a lot of people. You seen that when you're at the gym, people kind of what I call program hopping?
Yes, and that and the problem with that is that you don't stick to something long enough to actually see results.
Exactly.
It happens all the time. I think that and, you know, people are very ADHD-ish when it comes to training programs. You know, they'll download somebody's ebook, they'll try this for a week, and part of it is because they're unrealistic about how long it takes to see gains, even using drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that is partially driven by the people who want you to program hop, that are selling books, ebooks about, you know, this is the, you know, you see this crap on Facebook all the time, you know, learn how to add, you know, 6 pounds of muscle in 6 days. It's like, you know, if you're stupid enough to believe something like that, I've got a bridge for you in Brooklyn, you know?
Yeah. There, you know, there's no overnight results or instant results or, you know, there's nothing magical. It's a progressive process. And, you know, when I say progressive process, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, Brooks, you just said that it takes months or years. You know, I hope people are getting that message. Progressive process does not mean instant muscles in 21 days or, you know, mighty muscles in 6 weeks or that you'll be a Mr. America in 30 days if you do this or that or the other. It just doesn't happen that way. And it should not happen that way. You know, your body is not designed for massive, enormous changes in your body structure. It's not like you're going to go from 180 pounds of muscle to 200 pounds of muscle in 2 weeks. It just doesn't happen. Just the way that kind of rapid weight loss just doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, but it's unfortunate because, you know, we live in a society where everyone wants instant gratification, instant results, and it confuses a lot of people.
I see changes in my body because I've been very consistent since I got back from Alaska and training, and I mm-hmm. see the changes, and other people start to see it too. It's just slow. It's, you know, it takes months. After 3 months, you start to notice changes. Most people aren't willing to wait 3 months for any anymore. But here's the good news. That which takes a long time to be created takes a long time to be dissipated.
Absolutely. The slower gains stay with you longer.
Yeah, if it takes you two years to reach the physique that you want, then it's going to be very easy to maintain it. But more importantly, if you take some time off, you're not just going to lose.
That's very, very true. And the vast majority of people who train relatively long, and by long I'm talking 2, 3, 4 years, to really transform their body, particularly if they do it at a young age, they're able to hold that pretty much for the rest of their life with relatively minimal training. You know, a lot of old-time bodybuilders, guys that were winning the Mr. America contest in the 40s and up to the, say, the mid-50s, a lot of them lived very, very long lives. And they remained in very, very good shape for their whole life.
Look at Jack LaLanne. The guy was getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning his entire life in training. If it wasn't for pneumonia, he'd still be with us today.
Yeah. And you know, he's one of many and what they were able to do was maintain good development without spending their whole life in the gym, without doing anything fancy or anything exotic or anything extreme, just regular consistent training that happened to be very fun for them, very enjoyable. And part of the reason that happened was they took the time to build their body slowly, which means you're not just building muscles, but you're strengthening the internal organs. You're building the bones, the tendons, the ligaments, as we've talked about on the show before. You're transforming the inner man or the inner woman. And that means that you've created a situation where with a modest investment in time, you can enjoy good health and good strength and a good physique for your entire life.
And more importantly, when you do have challenges with your health, and we all do, you find out that you are able to bounce back from it,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to be succumbing to it and
yeah.
having it change your life. Here's what I want to take our last commercial break. I want to talk about your gym.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
For the best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play your court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. So, Brooks, you posted a picture of your home gym, which is actually in your garage. And as you pointed out, people were like, where's the power rack? You know, where is this? Where is that? And it truly is a Spartan gym. It's just a lifting platform with some rubber runners, if you will, where the plates hit the ground when you drop it. And around the walls, various types of Olympic plates, and off to the side, your squat stands that many of the old-time Olympic lifters, like Litvinov, all used back in the day. You put them in place when you need them. You remove them when you, and that's pretty much it. So, and this is not to detract from people who go to greater extremes to put together gyms with more variety of equipment, because Jason LaLue posted an amazing picture. Jason travels for work, and he actually has a traveling gym with a little pop-up tent, the type that looks like you would put it in a backyard for a backyard picnic in case it was going to rain.
I mean, it's big. I saw that. I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got his power blocks. He's got his bench. He's got Olympic plate rack holders. I mean, he's got, everything. But yours is very, very Spartan. Does this speak to the mind being more important than all the equipment?
It truly does. And we've talked on the show about how I like to train alone. I like to be able to concentrate. I like to be able to focus. I like to use a lot of visualization drills. And I work very, very hard, obsessively, on form and technique in the Olympic lifting that I do. The way the gym looks and the equipment that I have in the gym is a reflection of the mental approach that I have to training, and vice versa. Now, I've trained in many different places over the course of my life, many different gyms, and my home gym has looked different over the years. You know, people have seen photos before. They've seen my power rack. They've seen my dumbbells. Again, this goes to the point of people change and their interests change, and that's perfectly fine. And again, I'm not saying that the setup that I have now is better than what I was doing 20 years ago or 30 years ago. It's different. That's all. Both good. I want people to understand that. So the current setup is for someone who's doing Olympic weightlifting and for someone who says Olympic weightlifting is all that Olympic weightlifting is the most important thing for me right now, the most important thing to me. I'm almost 60 years old. I don't recover from longer workouts or more frequent workouts the way I might have done when I was younger. So I can't include everything under the sun. I have to pick and choose. And if the most important things for me are snatching, clean and jerk, squatting, front squatting, snatch pulls, clean pulls, and that's about it, then that's what I'm going to focus on, and I'm not going to worry about adding in 30 minutes of this or five sets of that or, you know, making sure that I do a little bit of this or a little bit of that. I'm just going to focus on the very most important things for my current goals and where I am right now. So that's the, that's the genesis of it. And other people probably would do much better in a different environment, an environment that has more is more appealing to some people, and an environment that has less is more appealing to other people. So, you know, these are factors that you need to think about, assuming, of course, that, you know, you have the opportunity to set up your own training quarters or options between training quarters. If you only have one option, then make the most of that one option.
Do you do anything that qualifies as traditional cardio, or are you just so active throughout the day that you really don't feel the need to do that?
The latter. I try to stay active throughout the day, and I do not do any traditional cardio.
Because I know you're always working in the garden, and you're always working on projects, and you're up and about. You're not somebody who sits except when you're writing. So that's pretty much it for you then.
That's pretty much it. And what I try to do, and I want to really get obsessive about this, is try to walk every day, and just
well, that's traditional cardio.
Well, I don't know. I mean, most people would not view it as traditional cardio. I mean, you know, I've done blog posts where I say, you know, particularly if you're 50 and up, or if you're heavier, and there's a lot of weight on your joints when you're doing, you know, when you're moving, your best form of cardio is probably walking. And whenever I do that, I get a lot of pushback from people who are like, you know, no, you have to do, you know, high-intensity cardio, or you have to, you know, really push it hard, or, you know, you have to run, or you have to this, or whatever. And, you know, it's like, well, you know, okay, whatever. I don't want to argue about it. But I think of the walking really as being active. I think I have sort of an antipathy to the word cardio, the same way I have an antipathy to the term core training, and that's just because the terms have been overused and abused.
They have no meaning any longer.
Yeah, their original meaning has long disappeared. So that's I think the answer to the question on cardio. The other thing people need to know though is that, you know, the Olympic lifting that I'm doing, it's all legs and back. So you actually get a surprising amount of not traditional cardio, if you will, because it's not like your heart's pumping rapidly for any significant period of time. But it's a very active type of workout with a lot of movement involved. It's almost like doing like track practice.
Yeah.
You know, weightlifting involves short bursts. Legs and hips.
But that's the popular stuff. That's high intensity interval training. I mean, high intensity interval training just means doing something for a short burst of time that gets your heart moving very quickly, but then your heart comes back down again. And the reality is the variability between how high your heart rate goes and how quickly it comes back down to baseline is a great predictor of longevity and mortality.
Well, I won't argue with that. There was a line in an article that Bradley J. Steiner wrote when I was a kid about how a weightlifting workout would give you the fitness and lungs of a lumberjack, which was sort of like, you know, 30 or 40 years ahead of his time. And you know, other people have written about that, and there's been a lot of research studies. I tend to not really focus on that, because then what people start doing is they start saying, okay, I'm going to do, you know, 20 sets of 20 reps in the clean and jerk, and I'm going to rest 15 seconds between sets and, you know, really give myself a good cardio workout. And it's like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting some conditioning benefits as a side benefit from doing traditional Olympic lifting with relatively low reps, such as triples, doubles, and singles.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily maximum attempts. I'm talking about, you know, a workout where you might not ever go over 80 or 85% of your one rep max in, say, the clean and jerk or the snatch, but you're doing a whole lot of
volume.
Short
volume. It's not, you know.
Yeah, you're doing. It's not a super high volume training workout, because you may only be doing 20 or 25 total sets, but every one is smooth, precise, perfect. Again, it's like track training. It's like if you were training for the high jump or the broad jump, and your coach said, you know, you're going to start at this height and then work up to this height, and by the end of the day you've done 30 high jumps, you'd probably get a pretty good conditioning workout without even trying. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and plug the book again before we pull the plug on the interview. So at the beginning of the show, for those who are tuning in late, give them the details again.
Okay. The new book, the newest ebook, and again, I emphasize it's available in ebook and in hard copy if you prefer hard copy. Hard copy is available at my website. Ebook is available through the links on my website, or just go to Kindle and put my name in, Brooks Kubik. It's the Dinosaur Training Strength Archive, Book 1, brown cover, and there's a photo on the cover of Arthur Saxon doing a bent press. So if you've ever wanted to see what a bent press looks like, He was the master. And that's available, as I said, Kindle hard copy, and people are loving it. And we're going to be getting book two in the series out pretty soon, and I think people will love that too.
Brooks, thanks for being on today, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me, Carl.
Talk to you soon. All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld. We're going to talk about chemicals in the environment that may be affecting your offspring and their activity levels. Think about that. Children who just don't have the desire to move as much. What a damning experience that could be. And it potentially has been linked to some chemicals that we are exposed to every single day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. and good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip, and this is my friend, Sammy the Salmon.
What do?
Today,
welcome
back.
Thank you for bringing us back from the break, Fat Lip and Sammy the Salmon. What if there was a chance that things that you are exposed to could actually affect the activity levels of your offspring? This would be a really, really important discussion, and it is an important discussion that we're going to have right now. Actually, a returning guest, Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld, Associate Professor of Biomedical Sciences at the College of Veterinary Medicine and researcher at Bond Life Science Center at the University of Missouri at Columbia. How you doing, Dr. Rosenfeld? Welcome back.
Very well, thank you. It's good to be on your show.
Yes, yes. So let's start off with the standard approach to this interview. What questions were you trying to answer, and what led you to want to answer these questions in this most recent paper?
Okay. So our initial hypothesis or kind of a goal was to determine whether these environmental chemicals, like developmental exposure to them, could increase the potential risk for obesity and metabolic disorders down the line in the offspring. And the reason we sought to address this question was because there's been a fair amount known in the literature that these environmental chemicals may be serving as what we call obesogens, and the reason we're seeing this, you know, their obesity rates skyrocket is because there are these environmental chemicals, especially, you know, when we individuals are developmentally exposed to them, that might be promoting obesity. And they could do it several ways. They could do it through acting directly on their fat tissue, mm-hmm. or like on our hormones that regulate, you know, metabolism. The other possibility, again, it could be through like the our gut microbiome as well.
Right.
So we sought to basically, put our animals in this like metabolic cage, and continual measurements throughout the day and the night cycle, and looking at how much they eat, how much they move around, how much they drink. And we also continue to weigh them as well. Obviously, if we were looking for, you know, evidence of obesity.
Now, this is really novel what you've done, because I think that, as you pointed out, there's pretty good research out there that shows some of the effects of some of these chemicals that we should clarify right now are endocrine mimicking. We call them endocrine disrupting, but these are hormonal mimicking type chemicals. We've seen research out there that shows that they can disrupt normal endocrine function. We've seen indications that they can disrupt the microbiome.
Yes.
And we've also seen indications that they act directly on fat cells as well. But this is the first time that anybody's looked at the effects on activity levels. This is really interesting.
Yeah, so there had been some prior studies that just had touched upon it, but and again, this was not our first goal. It just happened that these special cages that we use, they have a three-beam system, so we can actually track the movement of the animals in their home cage. And it was kind of like, well, that would be neat if we can have that. That was not our initial goal, though, in going into these studies. It just happened that this was a byproduct because of the design of this metabolic cage system. And so when we started seeing the data, we were absolutely shocked because it was very clear that during these nighttime hours, when they're nocturnal, they should be most active during the night. What we found was that our animals were pretty much sleeping, they were not drinking as much, and they were clearly not moving around the home cage. So again, as much as a control animal. And we were completely mystified by that because nowhere had that been reported, that these environmental chemicals essentially can make them lazy.
Well, we have a term for that here in the United States, right? Couch potatoes.
Yes, and that's exactly what these animals were becoming, was couch potatoes. They just did not want to move around the home cage, and especially when they should have been moving around the home cage. So again, it wasn't as if we went into the studies that was our goal. It was, we just were shocked when we started getting the, obtaining the data.
So let's talk about the chemicals themselves. Are these chemicals obscure, unique chemicals that we don't find in our environment to a great degree? What kind of chemicals are we talking about?
These are widely abundant chemicals that do not break down in the environment. And one of them, probably the most common endocrine disruptor, is bisphenol A. I mean, and I think I'm sure your listeners are well aware of it, but I'll just give you some idea. It's in like many commonly used items, like plastic items, canned goods, dental sealants, the thermal receipts we get when we from the cash register. So we can take it in through our diet, but we can also take it in through our skin. Can be absorbed through our skin.
So wait. Dental sealants. Now, are we talking about amalgam and the mercury? Are we talking about even these new plastic polymers? These composites that they're using.
More the BP, like I said, would be the more the plastic ones, because again, like the bisphenol A is more of a plasticizer, but it is used in the, like when they have like, you know, for dental sealants.
You know what? I got to tell you something. So I just scheduled to have all the amalgam. I have 8 amalgams in my mouth, and I had just scheduled to have them removed. And you know what they're going to put in, right? They're going to put the plastic ones in.
The plastic, as I know. Yes. So I don't know. I can't tell you which one's better.
No, I know. But I mean, it's just, you know, and I said this to you off the air. In the late 1800s, we fell in love with chemistry and chemicals, and we thought that chemistry and chemicals was the absolute answer to all of our prayers. And we come now, we polluted the planet to a degree where it's actually taking a toll on human existence. So I want to clarify about some of these endocrine disruptors. So some of these are xenoestrogens. They act like estrogen in the body. Some of these are xenoandrogens. They act like androgens in the body. Some of them, like phthalates, are actually anti-androgens. While they dock in the androgen receptor, they don't stimulate the androgen receptor, and they block any activity from a real androgen to having an effect. Are there other types of chemicals that we're talking about here that maybe work in different pathways than the common, you know, estrogenic and androgenic chemicals that we already know are in our environment?
Well, bisphenol, actually, you've gotten a very good description for some of the effects of bisphenol, but we now realize it actually can target other endocrine and non-steroidal signaling pathways as well. So thyroid hormone's been another one implicated. There's been several of these steroid and non-steroidal signaling pathways. So bisphenol, when we think of it as an estrogen, it is certainly not confined to just that one single receptor. So I want to clarify that. The other thing we, and as part of our study that we were looking at, is another estrogenic one, and that's ethinyl estradiol. It's the one that's in the birth control pills. And the problem is, you know, when a lot of women are taking birth control pills, and the estrogen, the ethinyl estradiol, does not break down, so it actually can accumulate in our water as well.
Yes.
And again, so it's one that's been a lot of concern, you know, especially for like our fish. But again, it's certainly a human health issue.
Well, especially if you're drinking tap water today, you're really taking it, because tap water, the processing of tap water has not updated in 100 years. what they do is they kill pathogens with chemicals that by in and of themselves, like chlorine is a halogen, it disrupts the thyroid.
Yes.
But the problem is that the pharmaceutical agenda has worked so well that we are now urinating the byproducts of these drugs into the water. It's not filtering out. So when you're drinking water, you're getting some SSRI, you're getting some, statin drug, you're getting some birth control pill. You're getting a little bit of everything in water today if you're drinking tap water, and it's getting worse. To those of us who buy bottled water, don't be fooled to think that it's not getting to the degree where it's actually getting into the watersheds now.
No, that's true. And the thing is actually, Dr. Fred Bumsall, who's here at the University of Missouri as well, he actually did a side-by-side comparison where he actually tested bisphenol A in a lot of those purified waters. And unfortunately, a lot of them, bisphenol A turned up in. And the reason for that is because anytime you've got the water going through a PVC pipe, it's actually going to be adding bisphenol A to it. So, in fact, in our animal units, we've taken out the PVC pipes and we have copper pipes instead just because of that reason. But anytime you're putting the water through a PVC pipe, it could be leaching BPA at that point.
I have a good friend, Con Santuri Davison, who is a blogger and an entrepreneur from Detroit, a friend of the show, who sent me a link to an article from Detroit. Detroit has some of the worst water, quote unquote, in America, but it's not a problem at the water treatment plant. In fact, their water there is really well processed, but from the plant to the house and yep. all the piping in between is where the water gets bad.
Yep, that's exactly, and that's a big concern. So, I mean, the problem is there's not much you know, once it's gone through a PVC pipe or whatever, you know, that's where you could be adding it to it. And it's very difficult to get it out at that point.
Yeah. I want to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk more about your research and your findings, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Supreme Radio. Don't forget, tomorrow we will announce the winner of the current Secret Word Contest. The winner will receive one Hot Logic Mini portable automatic oven and the Real Paleo Diet Recipe Cookbook from Dr. Lauren Cordain. So listen to the commercial breaks. When you hear the secret word, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you are entered to win. We're talking with Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld. We're talking right now about how chemicals in our environment could be making our children less active. We know that obesity, childhood obesity is rampant. It's not just the food. There is a lack of activity in young children today. And sometimes they just can't be motivated to move more. And this could be part of the problem. You know, the obesogenic model is multifaceted. Everybody's looking for one thing. It's not one thing. It's unfortunately, it's everything that we've done up to this point in time that is causing the near 50% obesity rate that we have in the United States today. So was this a gender-specific response, Dr. Rosenfeld? Okay, talk about that.
Yeah, so we only saw it in the daughters, and that's actually one of the things that I would like to, you know, that should be emphasized as well, is that we have to, you know, in any experiment, if at all possible, both sexes should be examined just for this reason, because had we only examined the males, we might not have found any effects, and we would have reported that, you know, that these chemicals might be then safe. So we could have misinterpreted the results had we only considered one sex. It often occurs in many studies. So, again, NIH, the Endocrine Society, they've all issued their own statements supporting this fact that we need to be looking at both sexes. And the reason it might be different is that the females could be more sensitive to developmental exposure to these environmental chemicals, especially the brain, which is being programmed right at this point when we hit them with these chemicals. And again, that occurs naturally in humans. So the doses we used in our study, they mirror what's being, most human populations are unknowingly being exposed to.
So, and especially since a lot of these are estrogenic mimicking compounds, and obviously women, you know, they have a profoundly more greater sensitivity to the effects of estrogen in general. What about, so a lot of the research that we've seen in the past on these types of endocrine disrupting chemicals show that they have transgenerational epigenetic effects. We see one generation exposed to something and then we go down. I think one of the studies we talked about with a researcher from Washington State showed 4 or 5 generations later, even though those pups were not exposed to these chemicals, they still had this because of the germ of the primary mother, the great 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 grandmother. We see that these transcriptional changes occur generations later. Do you think that we will see something like this with activity in these in later generations of these rodents?
That's possible. I mean, the thing that, because the problem that happens is when you expose the mother to a single chemical, you're actually exposing 3 generations, if you like to think of it this way, because she's being exposed, the mother, acutely to these chemicals. Her F1 offspring are being exposed, you know, both those somatic and the germ cells, and that's the most key thing is because since the germ cells of the F1 generation, the daughters or the sons, they're going to give rise to the next generation, i.e. the grandsons or the granddaughters, are also simultaneously exposed as well. So with one, you know, chemical, you can hit 3 generations simultaneously.
Talk about the relationship between BPA exposure and carbohydrates and fat substrate utilization in some of these rodents.
So that was the other thing we saw, too. And so that was, again, what we had gone into. Is what we can measure is how much we are burning carbohydrates or burning fats. And depending on if it's during the day or the night, that actually can change. Because it tends to be, you could burn one more during the day, and then during the night you might be burning more lipids. But in our animals, that was not the case. Both during the day and the night, they were burning more carbohydrates than they were lipids. So what that means is the fats, the lipids, could be accumulating yep. more so in the body. So just by disrupting that balance that should be naturally occurring, we could then be, over time, promoting obesity in, again, them. And if they become obese, then, again, their offspring may also be more prone to obesity. So BPA could indirectly also lead to transgenerational effects that way as well. So, you know, again, it, just because it's disrupting the metabolic status of one of the F1, the sons or the daughters.
Do we know if this also could drive a preference for dietary intake towards more carbohydrates, since the body seems to prefer that as the energy substrate and wants to spare fat or even accumulate fat? Would this drive the subject then to seek out more carbohydrate based energy?
It's possible. So we did not, there have been studies where what they do is they add sucrose to the water, and they can then look at what they call a sucrose
right.
preference test.
Right.
We haven't done that. That's certainly one thing. One of the other things that we wish to do is actually put our animals, because at the time when we ended the study, they weren't yet obese. Okay. So, but the combination of inactivity, burning of the metabolism of carbohydrates relative to fats certainly could predispose them to obesity, especially if we put them on a high-fat diet. So that's one thing we would like to do is to see, you know, they were all on a controlled diet after they were weaned. So, but what would happen if we had exposed them to a high-fat diet? Because, again, they're not burning those fats. So if we, you know, if they were on a high-fat diet, those fats are going to probably accumulate.
When you compare these rodents that were exposed to these endocrine-disrupting chemicals and their activity level
yes.
to rodents that were not exposed, to a control, for instance, was this lowered activity level very significant? Was it like
highly significant? I mean, you know, we talk about in statistics. I mean, this was like 0.00. I mean, this is highly significant on many of these categories. And the thing was, all of them were consistent in terms of their home cage. You know, it was like the inverse relationship. If they were sleeping more, then they were less active. So it was, every indicator suggested that these animals were not engaging in voluntary physical activity. One thing we had done after that was we gave them basically these hamster wheels, okay? But we had only left the hamster in wheels in there for 1 week, so it's kind of a novel item. We didn't see any differences with the hamster wheels, but what we're thinking is, had they been there continually and they got habituated, over time we suspect they probably would have used those hamster wheels less than the controls. But with the hamster wheels, we didn't see any difference. But again, when we put them in their home cage in a manner to that activity, it was everything. All the parameters were suggesting that these animals are indeed less active.
I want to take a break, and I want to come back, and I want to talk about resting metabolic rate. I don't know if that's something that you were able to assess, but I'm just curious about that. We're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld about chemicals that are readily in our environment, in your body, I would venture to say, their effect on your offspring. Obviously, this is a rodent model study, but a lot of the rodent model studies done on these chemicals have played out to be true in humans as well. So we know that activity affects resting metabolic rate. Do we know anything about the resting metabolic rate of these rodents as compared to controls, for instance?
We did, you know, again, that was one thing we did. I mean, we looked at more their RQ and, like, those kind of values were looked at. But we didn't do much with the BMR, basal metabolic rate, no. That was one thing we didn't do much of.
Okay.
So I can't really comment too much on that. I should add, we also did look at some of the hormones, though, that can affect the basal metabolic, in kind of just, and, you know, in metabolic status as well. And we didn't see any differences in those hormones. But again, you have to keep in mind, we did not yet, we might have just caught them right before they were, you know,
right,
becoming obese. And that's, I think, the key thing is that the fact that they were inactive, had a changes in their carbohydrate-to-lipid metabolism, those might be like the early warning signs that they could be prone to later obesity, especially if they had we put them on a high-fat diet. But I would also want to add, too, even if, let's say, you don't see obesity, just the fact that they're inactive, that alone could be a huge
cardiovascular risk. We know inactivity may be a better predictor of cardiovascular risk than tobacco.
Exactly. So that's the thing I was going to say is that, you know, you could have certainly even individuals who are of normal body weight, you know, normal BMI, but because if they're inactive, they can be prone to cardiovascular disorders, cancer.
Insulin resistance.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not just obesity that we have to be concerned about. There are other huge issues as well.
Well, it also should be noted that when you have something that mimics a hormone to the degree where it fits into the receptor, but it doesn't activate the receptor, that doesn't shut down the negative feedback loop usually produced between the that particular glandular system, the pituitary, and the hypothalamus. And as a result of that, you still may have what is considered clinically normal levels of that hormone in the bloodstream, but it's not having any activity because it can't get into the receptor.
Sure, and that's exactly correct. I mean, like, you know, the problem is, let's say, you know, that bisphenol does bind to the estrogen receptor and engages it. The normal hormone, the estradiol, though, cannot bind then to its target receptor. And, you know, we know for a fact that estradiol can have positive feedback, especially in terms of metabolism and that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not just the direct effects. It could be these indirect effects that are preventing the normal hormones from keeping the homeostatic mechanism or basically keeping the body in check that way.
So in this particular research, at what point was the exposure to these chemicals? Obviously, this was to the pregnant mom, right?
Right.
And then the pups were studied. What point were they exposed? Right at the onset of inception or sometime later?
So we actually do it earlier. We do it 2 weeks prior to breeding. And the reason is because we want to get that preconception period that we found that even before that they, you know, they mate, that oocyte, if you have, that could be susceptible to these chemicals, and that oocyte, just like the sperm, can give rise then to the next generation. So we wanted to include that preconception period, and then we took it out through the neonatal or lactation period, and the reason we did that was because the brain development in the rodent actually extends to the postnatal period. In fact, if you look at it for several of the brain regions, like the hippocampus and that period right at the postnatal for rodents is similar to about the third trimester in humans in terms of where they line up. Mm-hmm. So that's why we continued the exposure up through the postnatal period, just because we wanted to make sure it really did mimic exactly what happened in humans during gestation.
Now, did you just give the moms a soup of all of these things, or did you expose individual groups to individual endocrine disruptors? How did you do that?
We put it in their diet, and the reason, again, because, like I said, the diet seems to be the primary source of bisphenol A, so that's why we wanted to have it. We wanted to replicate that as best as possible. The other reason we wanted to do it that way is because it's not, when we are being exposed to these chemicals, it's not just like we get a single dose and then our body has time to clear it. That's not what happens. If we're taking it through our diet, you know, in various sources, it's a continual or chronic exposure, and that's what we wanted to replicate in our animals, because what can happen is it can actually bioaccumulate over time.
Right.
So, like, let's say you take it on day one, and you get exposed again on day two. Well, it's not like your level is it doesn't drop completely back to zero. It could be, like, maybe just a little bit above, but then you have this cumulative effect over time.
Well, what's really interesting that plays well into this discussion from the show that we did yesterday on glyphosate, a popular herbicide, which is also a known endocrine disruptor, is that the body appears to, in an effort to protect itself and get this stuff out of the bloodstream, it stores it in tissue. It's interstitial storage to kind of offload it from the blood. So this bioaccumulation can actually be far worse than we think. You can't just assess it just because of blood levels, because the body is constantly trying to get it out of the blood, and it does very well and starts to store it in tissue, quite often organ tissue as well.
Yep, that's exactly correct. So that's the problem, is it can get re-released. So again, if it's in the fat tissue, it can actually get re-released out of there, you know, especially as the fat breaks down. Then again, that chemical can get out of there and once again circulate in the body and reach other target systems as well.
Well, think about this. So a breastfeeding mom, regardless of whether it's a rodent or a human, sacrifices her own fat to extract the omega-3s and other fats, which are designed to help build the brain of the baby. So, and fat cells are where our body likes to put poison.
Yes.
So you accumulate this stuff in the fat cells of the mom, and then she breastfeeds the baby, and the baby is now getting a constant diet of it as the fat cells let go of what's stored in them, these little time capsules of poison, and it goes right into the breast milk and right into the baby.
Yep, that's the problem. So that's where, again, like, it's because they are so lipophilic, they love fat. I mean, so that's where they're going to go, and you're exactly correct. So, you know, I can agree with you completely. And we've got several concerns, but the other concern I would add in terms of, like, fetuses and neonates is that they don't have the enzymes needed to break down these chemicals. It's very clear. They've looked at humans, they've looked at non-human primates, rodents, and what they find is, you know, in the adults, our liver can, you know, tend to break them down into, maybe, for the most part, inactive metabolites. But when you've got a neonatal animal or a fetus, they don't have the same enzymes. So even if, let's say, you have a dose that would be safe in a human, it's not going to be safe. The same dose cannot be safe in a fetus just because of that reason. It just doesn't have the ability to break it down.
Well, I want to take our last break, and that's actually my last line of questions. And that is, you know, we're talking about the effects of these chemicals on these forming and newly born babies. But what about adults? Because we know that enzymes become depleted when you demand them too much. We know that exposure to mercury, for instance, depletes, while it's not an enzyme, glutathione. Because the body is trying to protect itself. So what happens to those adults who are bombarded by these endocrine disruptors like bisphenol A, and the body starts to not be able to rid itself of it? Do they start to become inactive too? Let's kind of just postulate a little bit. We're going to take our last commercial break. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The poisons in our food. It's really overwhelming. I mean, I do this show 10 hours a week, and I read so many studies, and it's just overwhelming to me to realize how we have poisoned ourselves. We are poisoning ourselves. And it makes me so sad. Because I feel like the majority of people are just in the dark about this. They go about their day. They don't even realize it. And then you're up against the big machine, the big money machine. And how do you get companies to fess up and make changes that are in the interests of people when people don't even know what's in their own best interest? It's just very scary to me. So, Dr. Rosenfeld.
Yes.
What about adults? Do we inactivity is a big problem today. In adults of species,
of course,
do you think that there's a possibility that those adults are being so overly exposed to these endocrine disrupting chemicals that their body just can't get it out any longer? It's bioaccumulating, it's in tissue, and we have couch potatoes too from that.
It's certainly possible, and again, you have to keep in mind. I mean, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, these chemicals, I mean, they started becoming rather plentiful in the beginning about the 1940s and 50s. I mean, you know, I love seeing these adverts, you know, where like back in the 60s where like they show the family in literally a plastic environment. So the problem is trying to parse out, you know, is it an adult's exposure or were they actually, because of early exposure, you know, even back a couple, several decades ago. But I still would argue that, yes, I think it is a concern, you know, the adult animal being exposed as well. While we think that the developmental period is certainly a vulnerable period, it doesn't confine that, you know, yes, if you aren't exposed during development, that you're completely going to be healthy and disease-free. I mean, we have the same limitations in some ways because, yes, okay, we can metabolize these chemicals, but some of the metabolites can have almost potent effects as a parental compound. The other concern, like you mentioned, again, if they can bioaccumulate, again, that certainly can be happening ongoing as well. Now, the thing is, our brain are generally programmed during that developmental period, and these would be brain regions that control the motivation to engage in physical activity. But it's not like they're still a living tissue. You know, they've got living neurons, living support cells there for those nerve cells. And again, they are also going to be simultaneously exposed to these chemicals, mm-hmm. even in the adult, because it can easily penetrate up into the brain, both in the fetus and in the adult. So there's no reason to believe that our results are only of concern to developmental exposure. You know, we did not test the moms who are directly exposed. I mean, I think that's certainly something that should be done. I think, like you said, we should also be looking at several generations out. The problem is, again, logistics for such studies, but again, it does need to be done. But yes, it's really a human health concern for all generations.
So, you know, I have to believe that when you're involved in this kind of research, there's a certain level of anxiety that develops in an individual. I know I live with anxiety related to a lot of the topics that we talk about, and how to navigate around these things and do the best I can. So are there any things that you can recommend to would-be moms, women of an age where they're thinking about having children someday in the near future, for instance,
yes.
How they should approach this for the health and well-being of their offspring?
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that the American Medical Association had advised several years back was that any product that contains BPA should be labeled as such. You know, we have not followed that, which is unfortunate. But we do know, for the most part, where we can find BPA in these, you know, these plastic items. So I would certainly encourage, you know, any woman who's wanting to have children, I would also add the fathers-to-be, because the effects may not just be going through the mother. It could also be going through the father as well. So any potential parents should be reducing their exposure to bisphenol, I mean, both for their own health and that of their future offspring. So again, using glass items, not using the plastic items. Again, wherever possible, just reduce BPA exposure. And, you know, at the same time, not only reducing your BPA, but any of the plasticizers, or just, you know, getting back to what we probably more, so an environment that we were exposed to more in an agricultural period. I mean, before the, like, 1940s and 50s. I mean, you know, home-cooked meals, instead of frozen meals, that's what we need to be starting to think about, getting back to that. And also, again, engaging in physical activity. I know it's in our busy schedules, that can be hard, but I think we need to be making time for that, because there is certainly mounting evidence that could have beneficial effects for, obviously, us, for the single generation, but also for their offspring as well.
And for God's sakes, don't ever put food in a plastic tub in your microwave and warm it up.
No.
If you haven't gotten that memo yet, please get it now. I mean, I still see people buying these prepared meals. You know, I remember one day I bought saffron rice, and it was in a plastic bag, and you're supposed to put it in the microwave and cook it that way. And I, of course, took it out and put it in a glass bowl. And I thought to myself, how many people throw that bag in the microwave and cook it like that? And they just basically infuse their food with these plasticizers.
That's the problem. And I said, because we're getting these ready convenience meals, but the problem is it's a short-sighted, because, yes, it's the convenience. You get to cook it in 3-5 minutes. But the downstream effects could be certainly long-term. I mean, that's the problem. So I think, you know, we need to be thinking about what essentially our grandparents and perhaps the way their great-grandparents lived. And
right.
That's the life that we need to model better, is that they were active. They wouldn't be relying on cars. It would be, you know, riding bicycles, walking. All of these things can contribute to good health, instead of, like, what we now have is these, where we have a risk for various diseases. I mean, it's just, you look at any of these, obesity, cancer, all of those things are skyrocketing. These are all non-communicable diseases, and many of these could be prevented just by steps we can take. I mean, little easy steps we can take that have long-term effects.
What do you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from this particular paper?
Well, a couple things. One, there's been a lot of interest in terms of, like, that whether we engage in physical activity, if it's like a genetic, are we genetically predisposed to engage in, you know, exercise or not engage in exercise? And what I would hope that people take away, it's not just our genetics. The problem is it can also be the environment can play a role, because if we're being exposed to these environmental chemicals early on, that can then tamper with and disrupt the normal brain programming mechanisms, including those that, you know, regulate the motivation to engage in physical activity, which is incredibly important in our everyday lives.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I hear the argument about genetics being responsible for obesity, and I know this is a very crude thing to say, but I've said it on the show before, but you go look at a prisoner of war camp. You look at some sort of a concentration camp, and you find a fat person in there who's been starved, and you won't find them. And that's because it's not about your genetics. It's about, and I say this all the time. People always say, well, my dad had diabetes, so, and I've got diabetes, so it must be genetic. No, you also inherit your lifestyle from your family. You learn what foods to eat, how to act, and when to rest, and you get that stuff from your family too. Epigenetics plays a much larger role in outcomes than genetics. We know that from all of the great, studies on breast cancer, or early gene studies on breast cancer, where women had the genetic mutation to make them prone to breast cancer. Some of them went and had radical mastectomies done, and others said, you know, we're just going to sit and wait. And back then they were telling people, look, you're a hostage to your genetics. That's it. End of story. And a lot of those women didn't get breast cancer, and a lot of those other women felt foolish for having their breasts removed unnecessarily. We know now that it's your lifestyle. You may have genetics that predispose you that create higher risk if you have certain lifestyle tendencies.
Yes. I think the best studies, honestly, in support of that, that is, the lifestyle plays in the epigenetics plays a even a greater role, are the twin studies.
Yes, I love them.
Because you can, with an identical twin, they've clearly got the same genetics, but maybe one goes and lives in this area and has this kind of lifestyle, and one goes and lives in a completely and, you know, if it was genetics, then both of them should have the same risk for developing breast cancer or any other cancer for that matter. But it's clear now that in these identical twins, one is developing breast cancer, where the other one does not. And you cannot explain it by any other mechanisms but epigenetics.
Yeah. Dr. Rosenfeld, I want to thank you so much for being back on the show.
I'm very glad to be, and thank you very much.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
So there you have it, folks. What can I say? Choose your food wisely. And don't expose your children to this stuff, especially if you don't have children yet. Choose your food wisely. Go back to using ceramic and glass like our great grandparents did. Get yourself a cast iron or a ceramic coated cookware. Don't use Teflon. All this stuff that came out in the name of convenience, it's coming back to haunt us now. And this is not the end of the story. We will be plagued by these dumb decisions we've made since the late 1800s for the next 100 to 200 years. It's so sad. And the EPA, I mean, after the discussion we had yesterday about Monsanto knows that glyphosate is an endocrine disruptor, is linked to cancers. Their own research has shown this. The EPA knows that Monsanto knows. The EPA has done nothing to protect us. You can't wait for this government to wake up one day and untangle itself from the industries that it's supposed to be providing oversight to. You can't wait for that. The government is not going to protect you. You have to learn to protect yourself. Again, I've said it on this show now for years. The new selection pressure that's driving evolution is where you get your information from. If you're getting your information from the mainstream media, you're doomed. You're doomed. Tomorrow is Friday, so tomorrow will be Casual Friday. We're going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest. Hopefully you've taken time to enter. Also, we're giving away a year's supply of Only Goodness Inside deodorant alternative. Has none of the toxins, only good things, and it keeps you from smelling rank, sometimes for 2 days just with one application. We'll talk more about this on Casual Friday, but if you go to the website, you'll see a banner ad that you can enter. So we've got lots of good things to talk about tomorrow on Casual Friday. Hope you can tune in then. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bluebird Potential.